Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Good evening to you and welcome. Happy New Year 2011. Welcome to the next phase with Ice and Friends. Thursday, 7 until 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 to 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard, and 8 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I want to apologize to you for not having been here for the last couple of weeks, but I've been under the weather, had schedule changes at my job and so forth. But I'm here tonight, and I want to thank you for joining us, whether you join us live or whether you join us on archive or whichever way you find or choose to join us right here on Blog Talk Radio. Always, as in opening, we like to offer you this disclaimer. Any comments and or opinions you hear on this show do not necessarily represent the views and or opinions of the host, sponsors, or Blog Talk Radio. This show addresses community concerns in regard to designing ways members in our communities can increase their abilities to acquire more income for themselves. In addition to that, methods to address increasing political strength and impact will also be featured. Financial enhancement, increasing political strength and impact, and improving possibilities for combining efforts with entertaining format, we hope. There will be some musical segments on occasion, interesting guests, as well as questions and comments from our listening audience. That is you. If you have an interest in improving situations for our youth, may I repeat that? If you have an interest in improving situations for our youth, such as stemming incarceration estimates for minority members of this society or reassessing the significance of spiritual impact, investigating the best possible means of boosting knowledge for improving your health, as well as many pertinent topics too numerous to include, please join us right here on the next phase with Ice and Friends. You can give us a call. Feel free to do so. If you have any comments or if you have any additions or if you have anyone that you'd like to suggest, just give us a call here, 347-945-7040, 347-945-7040. Or you can email me at blackiczone@gmail.com, blackiczone@gmail.com. You can email me right there if you choose to. And also, I'd like to add this. We highly recommend that you consult professionals in the fields we refer to on this show. The information you hear on this show is meant to be a catalyst to encourage individuals to research topics they find interesting. Now, in light of the events that have transpired since last we met, what I'd like to do is to begin my show tonight with a prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thou kingdom come, thou will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you for indulging me with that. some of the current, well, let me get to this right quick. Hopefully I'll get a chance to visit with Ms. Rabia Ahmed next week from the organization of SMART. That's a program in Swarthmore, Pennsylvania, designed to assist especially women and their families who have had difficulties in their lives. The program actually aids the women and their families in regaining their social and financial footing. Sister Rabia does considerably more than just talk. And I want to thank her for sharing in the past year and hope that she will share in the future, and hopefully looking forward to her sharing with us next week, if at all possible. She's in the transitional phase right now, as I understand it. But, hey, hopefully next week she'll be in a position where she can give us a call through, and we can have some discussions about some of the accomplishments and some of the objectives that she has to meet. Accomplishments in 2010 and objectives that she chooses to meet in 2011. If you want to check on Sister Rabia Ahmed and her SMART, SMART, Single Mothers Are Really Trying program, we'd invite you to take a look at www.smart2change.org. Again, www.smart2change.org. That's two, the number two. Also, since I haven't been on in a while, I haven't had a chance to visit with some of the people that I've become familiar, or a little, to some degree, familiar with on Blog Talk Radio. I'd like to mention again in 2011, Sister India DeClaire, her show's on daily at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, Monday through Saturday. That's INDIADECLAIR, India DeClaire Show. Sister Navazar also has a show on. She comes on Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's NAVAXOR1, Navazar. And if you come to Blog Talk Radio, all you have to do is put these names in the search block, and they'll pull up the guests of these shows. And I think you'll be enlightened, encouraged, and entertained if you have a chance to listen to some of these wonderful hosts on these shows. Also, I'd like to suggest to you Sister Janice Graham, JANICEGRAHAM, Our Common Ground. That's Saturdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. JANICE, Janice Graham, GRAHAM. Just type it in the search bar in Blog Talk Radio. And also, I'd like to mention my sister, Miss Quiet Storm. I haven't seen her, haven't gotten a chance to listen to her show in a while. That's all one word, MSQUIETSTORM. And she has a broadcast that is very, very entertaining and inspiring, and I hope you get a chance to listen to her. Saturdays at 9 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, 11 a.m. Central Standard, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. That's Miss Quiet Storm. Also, I think Dr. Reba is still on Blog Talk Radio, and that's Dr. Dr. Reba Israel, Israel, and you can look her up. And she is has a spiritual perspective on information and experiences that we, as a matter of fact, she's, I believe, a counselor, and she has a degree in ministry. So she's very interesting with some of the approaches that she has, and she's always interested in providing information and encouragement to those who have a chance to listen to her. Brother Alpho, I'd be remiss not to mention Brother Alpho, A-L-F-O, Alpho, Brother Alpho, 2 p.m. Central Daylight Time, 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. That's the Truth Network, Our Common Ground, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Brother Alpho, A-L-F-O. Type that in the search engine. Brother Jay Early, like to mention him also. J-A-Y-E-A-R-L-E-Y has an interesting program. And if you have a chance, check him out. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised with some of the hosts that we have here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, it's very difficult. I had planned a totally different approach this evening. But in light of the events that have transpired since last we spoke, or since last we had a chance to visit with each other, you know, I'd like to mention a little young lady here, little sister Christina Taylor Green, I believe is her name. They had her last rites today, and she's 9 years old, born September the 11th, 2001. And that's 9/11/2001, and she was taken away in a very traumatic situation that occurred in Tucson, Arizona, where that a Congress lady, Gabrielle Giffords, was going to have a meeting at in a Safeway parking lot, I believe, with some of her constituents. And she was, they were tragically injured by, as a result of, as I understand it, a really mentally ill individual who began to fire on an unarmed audience. And it's really been a very strange situation. And these are some of the things that we plan to talk about. If you get a chance to check us out, feel free to give us a call at 347-945-7040. I don't know if you've had a chance yet to get your feelings aired about this particular situation, but if you choose to do so and use this medium as a means of doing it, just give us a call and we'll try to entertain your views. Anyway, I was looking at Meet the Press over the time that I was off, and this will give you a little brief explanation as to what my perspective is, hopefully it'll kind of put things in context for you as you listen to the show. I was looking at Meet the Press here a couple weeks ago, and I was wondering, where are the black reporters? You know, I see, and this is interesting. I mean, I don't think that I have a problem with who or where or how or whatever, but it's always interesting to me that I never see the perspective of individuals of African descent. And there was David Gregory and about four other individuals who were given perspectives on this administration and what some of the goals were, what some of the accomplishments and achievements were, and it just stood out in my mind that I'm like, where are the reporters of African descent? I wonder if white reporters ever feel uncomfortable not having any other colored people offering their opinions, or do white reporters think they know everything there is to know about news? You know, questions for 2011, the new year. One goal of mine in 2011 is to provide more opinions from the African ethnic perspective, because my opinion is that opinions from African ethnic origins have tremendous value and are absolutely necessary and fundamental to the public discourse. Some people would sarcastically retort, why? Right? Why do you think that? We have, Well, my response is simply, what exactly is the alternative to the opinions from people of African origins? Precisely, as I suspected, there is no legitimate opposing view. The only defense is tradition or custom, either of which have been found to be totally devoid of substance, in my opinion. Another 2011 goal is to continue to stay informed and be abreast of information that is relevant to me, spiritually, personally, ethnically, economically, professionally, and nationally, politically, and environmentally. Just a few of the goals that I had set forth this year for myself. And I hope that it won't be foreign to you as a listening audience. And I hope that that you will continue to join us on occasion. And Chatologist is here. Hello, Chatologist. How are you? And I want to welcome you into the chat room, and I want you to give me a call if you don't mind. And I'll be looking forward to lighten you up when you give us a call. A friend that I met on a chat venue that I frequent, who has some, to me, very legitimate views. We have some dissensions on occasion on different topics, but for the most part, I cherish her opinions and her views, and I always welcome a discourse with her, no matter what. She's a person, and I hope she gives us a call through. I'm writing to her, so just pardon me, I never took typing in school, so I don't, I'm not an eloquent typer or anything like that, but nevertheless, we do the best we can with what we have at hand. And so I hope she gives me a call through 347. Let me put that in the chat room just in case, so maybe she'll give us a call through. And you're welcome to join us right here at Blog Talk Radio, BlogTalkRadio. And the number to call is 945-7040. Okay, my brother Wabbit. I hear Wabbit is signing in, and I always enjoy listening to brother Wabbit. WABBITM, W-A-B-B-I-T, WABBITM, and chatologist, C-H-A-T-O-L-O-G-I-S-T. The topic is general, just a general topic. But I want to share some, I wanted to really get into, you know, what some perspectives were in regard to the tragic incidents that transpired in Tucson in that Safeway parking lot and the ramifications of those incidents and perhaps some of the contributing factors to those incidents. And I've heard any number of opinions about that particular situation, and you know, some of the opinions that I've heard were directed toward, I guess, 13982. Thank you for joining us right here on the next phase with Ice and Friends. I really appreciate you being here. 13982. And if you give us a if you want to give us a call, 347-945-7040. The idea that I had, I heard some people having a discussion about whether or not that that the past governor of Alaska had any impact on the situations that the situation that occurred in Tucson, and you know, my opinion is not to. If that's Wabbit, he can't type unless he signs in under a nick, and he's going to have to get him a nick to be able to type, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, the past governor of Alaska. And, you know, my opinion is that, you know, I listened to her and her speech on whatever it was, some recording. I guess I saw some excerpts of it. And the conclusion that I drew from that, I never heard her mention at all any one of the individuals who was injured or slain in that incident, that tragic incident. And and it's a sad shame that that there was an opportunity to offer some condolence and some consolation to the families and to the people in the United States who and the world who are trying to understand how we can digress back to you know, the early 1700s, 1800s in resolving issues, dueling, you know, causing extreme harm to individuals who had opposing views and so forth. And you know, to me, it's I listened to the president also, and you know, I'm going to tell you something. I'm just going to take off on this right quick, and I have some other things that I've done a little bit of research on, but I want to take off on this right quick. I listened to the president, and I was impressed with the president. You know, and I have to tell you that I'm a total president Barack Hussein Obama supporter, unashamedly. I'm a Democrat. I'm not a liberal. I'm not a progressive. I'm a Democrat, period. And so I support this president. People, you know, suggested, well, you know, 92% of the people, the black people, supported Barack Obama because he was black. Well, let me tell you something. You can believe that if you choose to. What I see is one of very few individuals over the last several years who is the genuine article, who is absolutely and phenomenally a wonderful, warm, intelligent, presidential individual. And I think that he was probably elected maybe by some of those on the other side, maybe as a spoof. You know, oh, we'll elect this guy and he'll screw up the situation because, after all, he inherited a $1.4 trillion deficit. He inherited in 2008, in December, a hemorrhaging of jobs of 750,000 job losses per month. The economy was in a total state of disarray. Wall Street, the auto industry, they were all, the private sector, were coming on their knees begging for support to what they considered in previous years to be the socialistic government. But, you know, it's socialistic if you want to share your losses, but it's capitalistic in private enterprise when you want to enjoy your gains. You know, you want to share the losses and then, you know, selfishly keep the gains for yourself. And but anyway, this guy over the last 2 years has done a tremendous job at riding the ship. Now, regardless, you know, a lot of people are hung up with this color thing. Oh, you know, he's, you know, and this to me is what I'm seeing happening on the other side. You know, if he was, you need to get rid of him. Now, you can't have that black guy as president. If you keep having him, there's going to be more tragic incidents. This, you know, and I'm like, what is the problem with you people? I mean, you know, so we want to digress back to the early 1700s and 1800s in order to prove that this guy, who's a very intelligent individual, is incompetent and capable? I don't think so. You know, and I'm proud of this guy. Regardless, you know, I'm especially proud of him because of his background, where he came from. I have some semblance of his struggle, and I can relate to that. And there are a lot of us. I've met a lot of people throughout my experiences on the net who are genuine individuals who share in the positive attributes of this current president. And they come from all, every background available, I'm sure. You know, regardless to politics, regardless to ethnicities, regardless to religions, regardless to cultural backgrounds, it doesn't make a difference because what we do, those of us who do admire and appreciate this individual who is a president, and he, you know, he doesn't have all those little foibles that past presidents have had, and I'm sure that's annoying to a lot of people because they were raised to believe, in all probability, that an individual from his background wasn't capable. Didn't possess the skills of finesse, didn't possess the, you know, God made one brain. And unfortunately, some, like this person who did this treacherous act to these individuals in Tucson a couple, 3 days ago, his was a demented brain. But it represented, to me, it reflected a certain pathology. And, you know, one of the things that I noticed about his situation was the idea that I looked at a rally for that Governor Palin, and I saw a woman trying to walk down the aisle. It's been quite some time ago. And I saw a male, can't say a man, but a male get up and smash this lady in the face. And, you know, it was played down, you know, the dominant media, corporate media, they don't want to say anything. They don't want to upset the apple cart. And I understand. I mean, after years and years of domination, I'm sure that it's difficult for a lot of people to look objectively at a situation and suggest, you know, this is not a good thing that's happening here. Then I remember the guy that had the monkey, the stuffed monkey. That had President Obama on it, you know, his name on the, you know, and this was a comedic experience for those who were involved in enjoying the tea parties and so forth. And there was nothing said about that lady getting smashed in the face. Then I remember another incident where there was a lady who got stomped. Her head was stomped by a guy that weighed 193 pounds at a Rand Paul rally. After she was being held down. You know, not much of an uproar there. So as you see these events not being commented on, not being adequately and negatively addressed by those people who are the who these people the perpetrators support, then the perpetrators feel comfortable, so they begin to escalate. You know, and I think part of it started with the "you're a lie" thing from Joe Wilson. You know, "you're a lie," and you know, and it's gone on from there. And now it escalated to the absolute, the loss of this precious young 9-year-old young girl who only went to an event to peacefully participate. And, of course, you know, there's all kinds of names they ascribe to people who feel some compassion and who feel that that was totally a terrible thing that happened to her. Oh, you're a bleeding heart liberal or whatever. You know, I think about these things, and I think about that, you know, they ask, why wasn't Boehner there at that event last night in Tucson, Arizona? Because he went to a cocktail party. And I thought to myself, Boehner is not going to let Limbaugh rip him and have him wearing an apron and dust in Limbaugh's house, you know. And see, the funny thing is that the Republicans initially were going to use Limbaugh as a megaphone for them, and they didn't realize Limbaugh turned the tables, and he's using them to exercise his devious and diabolical theories, ideas, and opinions. And that's just me, my opinion of it. And so, you know, these guys are in a position that is that I heard there were some Republicans who resigned actually out in Arizona today because they couldn't stand the pressure. One guy said that he wasn't going to be shot for anybody. I mean, these are people in their own party who are so afraid of the mighty Limbaugh. See, you want to know who the leader of the Republican Party is? It's Limbaugh. You know, Sarah Palin bows to Limbaugh. Beck bows to Limbaugh. Boehner bows to Limbaugh. So Limbaugh is de facto the leader of the Republican Party. Now, Limbaugh doesn't have a child, so he can't really feel the you know, to me, the true impact of having lost a loved one, a child. And he can't turn around now, because if there was unity, if there was some means of people resolving issues and joining hands, he'd be out of a job. His job would be gone, vanished overnight. The only way that Limbaugh can exist is that there be dissension, contention, diversion, deception, antagonism. That's the only way this guy can exist. He gets paid serious money. Like, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I hear $65 million a year. You know, that's pretty good change to keep everybody all torn up. And so the Republican Party, they have to bow to their master. They have no choice. And you continue to see this guy. So, you know, people say, well, you know, you can't get the Republicans. I tell you how you get the Republicans. Vote them out. That's what you do. I don't want to negotiate with a Republican. Vote them out. That's the simplest, most the easiest, most accessible situation that you can have. Take their power. Defang the Republicans by voting them out, and you don't have to negotiate about gun control, for instance. Oh, they say gun control. Wow, did he say that, gun control? Yeah. He said that, gun control. Can you imagine this guy having the audacity to mention gun control? With Grover Norquist, who asked the Republican National Committee potential chairman, how many guns do you have? That was one of the questions that he asked, the gun lobby. Well, they suggest, well, if they control the ammunition, then pretty soon they'll take away the guns, right? Now, here's my thought on that. If you don't want to control guns, if you don't want gun control, then quit controlling the speed limit through school zones and through residential areas. That's control. people haven't gone overboard and taken your car. You know, they act like people are just the craziest. You know, United States American people are just crazy as all heck. First thing they're going to do, they'll take your ammunition, then they'll take your gun. Well, they haven't taken your car. Well, and then I say, if you don't want to control anything, take down all the stop signs. Why you got stop signs? That inhibits my progress. Why you got your right-of-way signs? Why you got traffic lights? You know, take all that down, man. Run dragsters on the street. Yeah, you know, you don't want control. You don't want to control anything. You know, and then you have the Supreme Court, Mr. Scalia. He's a strict constitutionalist, as he says. Now, I would ask Judge Scalia, since you're a strict constitutionalist, how many Glocks did Thomas Jefferson have? How many Glocks did George? See, you want to be a strict constitutionalist? I tell you what, if you want to be a strict constitutionalist, then you can have all the muskets and Kentucky long rifles that you want. You see? So don't give me this crap about you're a strict constitutionalist. You're a strict constitutionalist whenever it suits your particular ideology, your theory, your beliefs, or your opinions. But, you know, when it comes down to everybody else's, then you're not such a strict constitutionalist. Then you're willing to live with a living, breathing a constitution. You know, and like, you know, I was listening to Scalia. This guy was like, oh, yeah, sure, we should have waterboarding. You know, you remember that? Waterboarding. We should have waterboarding. And I'm like, dude, you're a judge. I'm not a lawyer. And if there are any lawyers out there, 347-945-7040. Yeah, if you're a lawyer, you know, and you want to tell me, oh, well, sure, waterboarding is legal. That's what he said. It's like, well, why shouldn't you be able to waterboard a terrorist? You know, and then if you can get information to thwart any kind of terrorist crimes or anything like that, I'm like, oh, yeah? I'm like, so what you're saying is that under the Constitution, a person is innocent until proven guilty? Right? So what you're saying is that that terrorist is guilty, therefore you can waterboard him until he tells you what you want to hear. I mean, you know, but I'm not a lawyer. I don't have any of those great degrees or anything like that. I'm just saying, you know, some common sense things, I think. But, you know, those are some of the things that I think about when I think about the individuals who want to control the United States of America. And that is, since you have this new Republican Congress, you know, with the Mr. Boehner and some of his cohorts, and I'm really, really torn up about what happened with the young lady, especially the young lady. I mean, that 9-year-old, not that anyone else deserved to be shot, not that Gabrielle Giffords deserved to be laying in the hospital with a bullet through her head. If that was your daughter, your granddaughter, your niece, your aunt, your mother, you know, if that little girl, if that was your niece, a neighbor, a friend, a church friend, a playground buddy for your kids, how would you feel about her life? Well, and you know, do I assess blame to anyone specifically? Only to the guy that pulled the trigger. What if he had had only, what, 10 rounds, 15, 10, 12, 13 rounds? Would it have been any less, any lives would have been spared? Possibly yes. But the only way you'll know is to limit the amount that a automatic weapon can hold, that clip amount. And I understand they're going to introduce a bill in Congress that would limit the amount, I think, that you can carry in a clip. And is that a good thing? I think possibly it's worth exploring. What we have obviously isn't working, or at least it didn't work for the people who were injured and who are deceased now as a result of that attack. And fortunately, that lady, as I understand it, wrestled with the guy to keep him from reloading. But you know, it's always strange to me, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, there was the guy who smashed the lady in the face at the Palin rally, a guy smashing a woman. There was the guy who stomped the lady's head at the Rand Paul rally, a guy attacking a woman. Then there was the guy who attacked the individuals here at this last incident in Tucson, a guy who attacked an unarmed crowd of individuals, and who I'm sure will be, you know, defended by some of the you know, gun rights people. And then I was thinking about that guy that opened fire in that Unitarian church on unarmed individuals. And then I hear about this guy from Texas. That's where I'm from, Texas. And this guy, Louis Gohmert. Have you ever seen him? Louis Gohmert looks like an elf or something, you know, like a Keebler elf or something strange, something really weird. He's just really a weird-looking guy. And do you know this guy is offering a bill, as I understand it? I could be wrong, and you can prove to me if I'm wrong. I will accept, you know, having anyone to provide me with information contrary to what I believe. He's offering a bill that would allow congressional members to wear guns in Congress. I mean, you know, we've progressed from the 1700s to today, 2011, and you have the progressives who want to progress farther, and then you have the regressives who want to regress and go backward to where we already been, where we've already come from, where that people can be just slain without any concern or really, I mean, you know, just a, you know, a casual, you know, remembrance, and this, you know, as we'll come up here over the next, what is it, next week, the anniversary or the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King, who was slain, shot by a bullet. You know, not the guy didn't walk up to Martin Luther King, who was approximately 5'9", as I understand it, 165 pounds, and say, "Dude, I don't like you, therefore you and I, we're going to get it on." No. The dude took a scope from a distance, you know? And this is the pathology. This is the mentality of these individuals. John Kennedy, shot in Dallas. You know, did they come up and go, "President Kennedy, I don't like you, so I'm going to take..." No. They shot defenseless people. Defenseless people. And it happened. Robert Kennedy, shot in the back. Medgar Evers, shot in the back. Four girls in, I believe it's Selma, bombed at church. Schwerner, Goodman, and Cheney, dragged out by a herd of people. Not one or two, a herd. And shot and then buried. The guy's so dang scary, they buried him. You know, then there was a general that was coming through there. A lady gave him a ride, shot. You know, a colonel, I believe, coming through the South somewhere. And I was thinking about, you know, I was thinking about all these incidents. Malcolm X, you know, of course, his deal was a little bit different. But pretty much kind of a similar situation. And I'm thinking, like, these guys, what, you know, so what I'll do is I'll try to intimidate you. You know, I'm going to bully you. I'm going to come to your events, to your town hall meetings, and I'm going to rant and rave, and I'm going to, you know, wave these posters. I'm going to wear my gun. to where the president's going to speak. I'm a big bad boy. I got a gun. I'm going to wear it, and I'm going to show, you know. This is the mentality of the opposition. And I'm listening to people say, well, what is the president going to say tonight? What is he going to talk about? How is he going to bring the country? How are you going to bring the country together with complete imbeciles? How do you negotiate with an imbecile, with a total idiot? You tell me, give me an idea how that, you know, these guys are voted in, and can you imagine the constituency that supports them? Oh, they are so blind. Oh, I'm in such denial. You know, and I think about the lynchings that occurred in 1800s. And see, what happens is people do not understand that, oh, I didn't lynch anybody. I was just complicit. I didn't say a word. I didn't testify. I was just complicit. And so the night riders continue. They know how to make you feel, just like Hitler did. They know how to make you bow down and kiss Russia's ring. You know, Russia's an expert at this. Could anybody be? I'm sure anybody could be that what he is, but he's a demon. And I guarantee you, to me, that's just my opinion. And an advertised demon. I wouldn't listen to his show. I wouldn't buy one product from any individual that advertised on this guy's show. Fox Network, not a chance. No way. You know, corporate media, there are some that I like and some that I have a problem with. You know, I like Keith Olbermann. I like pretty much Rachel Maddow. I like, you know, MSNBC, except for I don't like Joe. I don't particularly like Chris Jansen. There's a few that I just really particularly don't care for. I was listening to her, Chris Jansen, today, and I was trying to think. And they always make it like, well, what is Obama, what is he up to? What is he up to? Just being genuine. So you ascribe, you know, certain ideas or theories coming from your demented mind to this person as if you can get inside his head. As if Limbaugh, who said, I side with the Taliban. I had a guy, you know, in the room the other night. I was in a chat room, and he got upset because I said, yeah, Rush said he sided with the Taliban, and I put in there where he did. You know, I just copied and pasted. Well, you left this out. You didn't say that he sided with the Taliban, so no, Obama shouldn't get the Nobel Peace. Why would you side with the Taliban for any reason? I mean, you know. Or then I suggested, well, okay, if that's the case, let me give you another instance where he said that he hoped Obama failed. Now, do you understand where I'm coming from? No. You know, and still, you know, these guys try to defend. It's cool. It's all good. I don't have a problem with it. Do what you choose to do. Anyway, it took me completely off topic. I didn't want to get into this. I had some other things. I wanted to talk about the 111th Congress was the most productive session since at least the 1960s. The 111th Congress was the most productive. You know, and I'm thinking about the LGBT crowd. They were so down on Obama. He didn't support us. He didn't do, and they got their DADT, don't ask, don't tell. I wonder how many of them sent thank you notes. Mr. Obama, thank you, sir. Appreciate you hanging in there until you got things passed for us. Then you had people who call themselves liberal. Well, Obama, he didn't fight for us. He didn't get the single-payer universal health option. Well, he got some of it passed. So I'm not going to vote for him. So you didn't vote for him, okay? So they put more Republicans in there. Can you negotiate with them better than you could, Obama? Get rid of the Republicans out of office. Vote them out. Get some people in there that have some sense, that don't have to bow to Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh would never run for office. He knows he would never be elected. But he has more influence because he's a tool of whomever. I don't know who he's a tool of, but he's a tool of somebody. You can believe that. And he has a lot of sycophants out there, a lot of his little base who's out there supporting him with his weird and strange and You know, how about OxyContin, right? Now, you don't want the full regulation on OxyContin, see, you know, but you want if a brother had been caught with a crack, a little tiny bit of crack, not near in the position that Limbaugh is, he's gone. Limbaugh gets caught with all that OxyContin. What does he do? Ooh, my maid. It was my maid. Nah, man, it was you. So what does he do? Going to treatment, right? Well, you can run, dude, but you can't hide. Your time's coming. So you might as well get ready for it. You can get all these little guys backing you up and looking out for you, but your time is coming, right? Just like Tom DeLay. Anyway, I didn't intend to get into all this stuff. Tom DeLay got in trouble, Tom, for what you did. You did wrong. You know, they were talking about some super cancer-fighting foods, I found this on Yahoo. I was looking at Think Progress. That's where I found about the 111th Congress was most productive session since at least 1960s. Then there was a study on eating fried fish linked to stroke deaths. Did you read about that? Eating fresh fish was linked to stroke deaths. And I found that in loop21.com. And also, I like this. This is another one, www.aframnews.com, African American News and Issues. That's a Texas publication. Really like that. That's a real nice publication. Then I was on Think Progress. I can't remember what this one was about, but I had gotten a site for it. Then there was the incident about Obama calls Eagles owner to congratulate him for signing Michael Vick. Congratulations, Michael Vick. Congratulations, Michael Vick. I'm proud for you, proud of you, and I hope you continue to improve. You deserve it. You didn't do like Rush Limbaugh. You paid your dues to society. You didn't run and hide like Rush Limbaugh. And I'm proud of you, brother. So you just keep on going, Michael Vick, and you just, hey, guest 15891, thank you for joining us in the chat room. Appreciate it. Hey, if you want to give us a call, we only have 42 minutes left to go, 347-945-7040, and we thank you for listening to us no matter how you do. We greatly appreciate you, and we look forward to hopefully – having a few more guests. I've asked also some spoken word individuals on a chat site that I frequent that they would come on. I'm hoping that I can get some more business owners. I have a cousin in Dallas that's a business owner, and I don't know if she listens, but I'd like to get her to come through sometime. And, you know, if you have any individual or groups who you feel that would be a great advantage for them to be provided some airtime, some space, you know, some exposure. Just here, write it. Just take your time here. Don't rush. I'm gonna give you a minute. I want you to get your pencil, whatever, paper, pen, whatever. Type it in, whatever. BLAKICZ. @1. @gmail.com, okay? BLAKICZ.1 @gmail.com. Just drop us a little hot note there, and we'll do our best to contact those individuals. Want to thank guest 16017 for joining us in the chat room. Appreciate you being there. Glad to see you. Again, if you want to give us a call, feel free to do so, 347-945-7040. And again, I want to wish you a very wonderful and happy, productive, prosperous, spiritually blessed new year, 2011. I'm so sorry the way it got off with those tragic incidents. And I wanted, and hopefully within the next couple of shows or so, I'll get a chance to give you the names of the individuals. I know Gabrielle Gifford, and I know Christine. Let me get her name back up, that lovely young lady. God, you know, thing about it is that I have children and grandchildren. And when you see a 9-year-old girl, the same as the girl, the young lady that got killed in, I can't remember where she was, shot by a policeman accidentally. I mean, it just literally tears you up, some of us who have a heart. And, you know, you'll go to those corporate media types who, you know, they want to downplay everything and give you a runaround. Listen, you can, if you want to have a say-so, you can't call them. But you can call me right here. And you can get it out there right here on Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk, www.blogtalkradio.com. 347-945-7040, and you're welcome to call. Christina Taylor Green, born September 11, 2001. May God rest your soul, dear sister. God bless you. May God bless your family. May God be with the families of those who are lost and those who were injured. And may God grant you a speedy and complete recovery. You know, it's really just an amazing thing that in 2011, people are still trying to resolve issues like they did in the 1800s, dueling, dueling. Why regress? Why not progress? P-R-O, pro, G-R-E-S-S, move forward. You know, hey, just get ready. It's a happening thing, man. You have a wonderful African-American president, tremendously respected around the world, and he can't even be respected at home, you know. But, hey, that's cool. That's the way life is. But I guarantee you, you don't have to argue with these Republicans. Vote them out. Vote them. Now you see how important your vote is? Vote the Republicans out. You don't have to. These guys don't have any power. Well, Obama doesn't have the backbone to stand up to the Republicans. There shouldn't be any in Congress that he has to stand up to. They should all be voted out on the sideline doing what they do best, watching and talking behind somebody's back. Anyway, there were some other things coming up. I think that you may see this in the future. Oh, this is one here. Let me tell you this one. If you get a chance, you have a pencil, write this down, okay? Well, maybe you can just look it up. It's called Voter Sections, V-O-T-E-R-S-E-C-T-I-O-N-S. Use your favorite search engine to look up this organization, because redistricting is going to be an important issue coming up in the future. Maybe, if I'm wrong, so be it. I've been wrong before. But Voter Sections, V-O-T-E-R-S-E-C-T-I-O-N-S. And it is, you can find it at www.justice.gov/CRT/ABOUT/VOT. All right? That's Voter Sections. Also, Redistricting Institute. And you'll find this in your favorite search engine. Redistricting Institute. R-E-D-I-S-T-R-I-C-T-I-N-G. Redistricting, I-N-S-T-I-T-U-T-E. This may be something that you might want to take a look at, because they were talking about greenlining, redlining. But anyway, here is a couple of sites. I'll give you these. redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com/redistricting.com facebook.com/main/summary. Now, if you didn't get that, they archive our shows here. And if you want to get a chance to hear some of these things that I'm talking about, if any of them interest you, we'd be so happy to have a discussion with you about it. And we welcome your call at any time, 347-945-7040. And there is another site I'll give you, but you can listen to the show over and get some of these addresses that I'm leaving here if you choose to. If you don't, I understand. And we want to thank you for joining us live. Thank you for joining us in the chat room. If you happen to be there, we really appreciate you always and welcome you and encourage you to give us a call. http://www.greenlining.org /INITIAVES. Initiatives. INITIAVES. /OUR democracy /redistricting. REDISTRICTING. That's www.greenlining.org /initiatives /our-democracy /redistricting. These are some things that I hope they don't catch you off guard, because they may be coming around to see us, and I think that we probably need to be prepared to address these, you know, with some degree of preparation and information. And, you know, let's be proactive, you know. Let's stop being a reactive. We are reacting to everything that happens on the what I consider to be the other side of the aisle. But I'm all for voting them out. I don't believe in the violent approach. I believe in, you know, I was listening to guys say, well, you know, 67% of the people want a universal health care. Well, if 67% of the American public, voting public, wanted universal health care with a single-payer option, I'm telling you, it would have happened. All they had to do was go vote, V-O-T-E, right? Then you have, I had one about exclusive foreign-funded U.S. Chamber of Commerce running partisan attack ads. I had that I wanted to look at, but don't have time. The 12 months of politics, a look back into 2010. Wanted to look at that. Sing along with a wrap-up of the highlights of the year from each month. Wanted to look at that. Didn't get a chance to tonight. But hopefully we'll be back at some other point in time, and we'll take a look at some of the other things that may be of some interest to you. The 244 accomplishments of President Obama. He's not done anything. He's ineffective. 244 accomplishments of President. Look that up. You can do it. You put it in your favorite search engine, the 244 accomplishments of President Obama. And it'll throw some things up there that you might have. Give you some, that's not a good word. It'll give you an information base with which to intellectually engage the unintelligible other side. Okay? Take a look at that. And then I have one about how to avoid getting ripped off for auto repairs. And this was primarily directed at the ladies, you know. And that was in Yahoo, autosyahoo.com. And that was an article that I saw. Tucker Carlson. This is one that I wanted to get to. And you know, I don't know if you had a chance or if you heard about it. Tucker Carlson, hey, Alpha, you better give me a call. Hey, yeah, you can post a show announcement. Of course, you know that, man. Anytime. I'm so glad my brother Alpha dropped in. I wish you'd give me a call, man. I just got a few minutes left, dude. Call me, man. Give me a call, 347-945-7040. If you get a chance, holler at me. And I'm going to look back and wait on you. If you get a chance, call through. I sure would appreciate it, dude. You know I do. Glad to see you, man, always. Alpha, A-L-F-O, if you get a chance, come over to Blog Talk Radio, B-L-O-G-T-A-L-K, radio.com. And Brother Alpha, A-L-F-O, he has a show on that I think you'll enjoy. And I believe it's Saturday, if I'm not mistaken, bro. Hit me up. Let me look back in the room. Give me a call, man, if you get a chance. I got 31 minutes left. And I'll let you have wow, listen. Hey, let me tell you this, okay? Brother Alpha is going to have let me give you his stuff, the way to get to him. www.blogtalkradio.com /OCG. Okay? Dang, this is too cool. The special guests, the Scott Sisters, Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I think that's 9 p.m. Central Time, right, Alpha? Say, hey, you got to tune in for that. Brother Alpha, that's www.blogtalkradio.com /OCG. I'm looking for you, Alpha. Give me a call, man. If you don't, I understand. But the special guests are going to be the Scott Sisters. Hey, welcome there, 16884. The guests just came into the chat room. Thank you for joining us right here on Blog Talk Radio. Special guest, the Scott Sisters, that's Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I believe that's 9 p.m. Central. And you get a chance to listen to what they have to say. Those, I'm not sure. Man, Alpha, I wish you'd give me a call and get me up to date. I had some information from the Gray. It's been a while back. I had some information from the Gray something about the Scott Sisters. I can't remember. They were in either Mississippi or Alabama. They were jailed and given life. And one of the sisters was having a kidney problem. And if I'm not mistaken, I could have it all messed up, but I believe I'm close to right on that. But anyway, that's Brother Alpha at www.blogtalkradio.com, and that's /OCG, Our Common Ground, and that has Sister, I believe, Janice Graham on there. So you get a chance to hear some you'll hear a different approach, different perspective on what we do here on Blog Talk Radio. And some, like I say, some wonderful shows on here, wonderful hosts that I've had a chance to meet, and I'm really so appreciative for that, humbled and honored. And let me address this Tucker Carlson. Tucker, you know, they said when I was in great that he see, brother, you know what I'm talking about, gray haired witnesses, exactly, and that was. Hey, Alpha, how long ago was that? Was about, what, 2, 3, 4 months ago that I first heard about the Scott Sisters, and I think I put them on my Facebook page, and then I kind of let it go by the wayside, and I just saw them recently where they got released from prison, and I think they're trying to, they are campaigning, not them, but the public is campaigning for them to get a full pardon. Because the sentence was totally disproportionate with what I believe the crime was, if I'm not mistaken. So, hey, Brother Alpha, I appreciate that information. Appreciate it. Most definitely I do. And Chatologist, she's been in here, and I really appreciate you, and I'll get you hopefully in the room here in a little while and carry on the discussion as usual. She, if you ever get a chance to hear her, you'll enjoy her. She's a wonderful spirit, and I'm not going to give you any information about her until she decides. Oh, there he is. Here he is. Can you hear me, brother?
Black, how's it going today?
I listen at you. Hey, good to see you, man. 27 minutes, do your thing. You all right?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Family, brother.
I know. I've been missing you a few weeks
God
in
bless
a row.
You. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Blessed New Year to you. Tell me what's happening, brother. How you doing? What's been going on?
Oh, everything is okay. Janice Graham has secured this interview with the Scott.
Oh, wow.
She is a member of the gray-haired witnesses that have.
This has been like a
4 or 5 year trilogy for her. I mean, it's
right.
I mean, this entire scenario has unfolded.
Right.
And there are a lot of people who simply don't understand what's going on. Of course, we are happy that these sisters have been released from this draconian sentence that they've received. It's just unbelievable. Mississippi justice. And
Mississippi, okay.
If you look at the holistic view of this entire case, we're happy to have them out. But
absolutely.
In no way is this suspended sentence a valid representation of any type of justice.
Right,
you know,
right.
The NAACP has positioned themselves to take quite a bit of credit for this, but when it's all said and done, when you really come to speak about it, the NAACP had very, very little to do with this when it comes to securing their release. Janice Graham and Sister Marpessa met with the White House, representative from the White House. And this was back in the summer of 2010. And they put pressure, they brought pressure to bear to this White House because, you know, when all is said and done, when you really get the story out there as to what happened to these two sisters, it's just beyond the pale of fairness and
right.
and justice.
Right,
because
right.
there were neither were present, you know, in their case. They were convicted of participating
right.
in an armed robbery.
Right, right.
That was that netted $11.
Right, right, yeah.
Now, the perpetrators of this crime struck deals with Mississippi prosecutor. They
wow.
got 10 months.
Hmm.
And in turn, they flipped on the sisters and
mm-hmm.
implicated them in
hmm.
this robbery. No
hmm.
weapon was ever found.
Right.
No injuries. No one went to the hospital. No nothing.
Right.
The court chose to ignore affidavits that proved their innocence after the deal-cutting perpetrators recanted their stories. The court also ignored affidavits that one of the victims' wallet was found with $60 in it.
Mm.
So what appears to be cut and dry, you know,
right.
according to, you know, the media and as they portray this, this was in no way justice. But these sisters didn't receive life sentences. They received double life sentences. I guess
wow.
that meant once you died, you stayed in the cell for another lifetime or something crazy.
Right, right.
But,
wow.
you know, I mean, how far over the top can that be? But the suspended sentences
mm.
in lieu of one of the sisters, I don't know, I get them confused whether Jamie
right.
status needs the, she's a double kidney failure.
Right, right.
The sister almost died.
Right.
Earlier, well, about a year ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
And the other sister offered her kidney then.
Right.
Mississippi Correctional rejected it. They wouldn't even have her tested.
What?
The facility and in the prison there was so contaminated, so filthy, that she had received, you know, had survived infections over 6 times.
Mm.
So Haley Barber decided, well, these dialysis treatments are costing
mm-hmm.
the state
oh.
millions of dollars.
Oh.
So he chose to suspend their sentence. You know, indefinite
right.
suspension of sentence means that they are they're on probation for the rest of their lives.
Right.
And the suspended sentence is an attempt to silence them about the conditions, about
right.
the
oh.
unfair sentencing, and the whole nine yards. Like I said, we are happy that they have been released. But
absolutely.
In no way is justice, and suspended sentence, indefinite suspended sentence, is just another way to quiet the sisters, to keep them
right.
quiet.
Right.
They live in Florida. Now, they've moved to Florida. They've gotten permission to go to Florida with their mother.
Right.
Right now, Janice Graham and I think it's just Janice Graham, but she, you know, she is a gray hair member of the Gray Hair Witnesses. They are
right.
trying to secure housing for the sisters because the mother lives in a 2-bedroom home, and from my last communication, there were 9 of them in this dwelling. So you know, it's you know, they can see the light at the end of the tunnel, but
because
you know,
of the effort.
Who should be acknowledged as having played a major role are not
right.
getting that recognition. You have Nancy Lockhart, I believe is her name, is the was one of the major players here. You know,
right.
the Mississippi Correctional System has 2 individuals, and I don't know their exact title, but one of them is named Epps. And
uh-huh.
there's a woman who's in charge of Dr. Summer. I can't think of her name.
Right, right.
Both. They are both African-Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the house ninjas that stood over these types of conditions and
mm-hmm.
denied these sisters. Well, the one with the kidney failure, they denied her, her just
right.
sanitary conditions. They wouldn't even let her transfer to a hospital when her condition became grave.
Right.
And, you know, it reeks of injustice.
Absolutely.
Once you get down to the facts of this situation, you can only sit and shake your head. How did these sisters survive?
Right.
After 16 years in prison for a crime that it appears they did not commit.
By God's grace, that's how.
So,
by God's grace, brother.
Janice Graham is the she's the spearhead of this of this particular program. It's Our Common Ground, and Janice Graham is the host.
Right.
I will be co-hosting with her.
Right. Okay.
My professor will be there also, but
who?
Sister
I'm sorry,
Marpessa.
I keep interrupting you. Who?
Our Sister Marpessa.
I heard her. I heard her before.
And she's played. The both of them and the three of them with Nancy Lockhart really being she's been on this for some time. Even the Scott Sisters' attorney has he should be sued for malpractice at best.
Right.
But,
maybe.
I said, this is more of a celebration, and I was just happy that Janice Graham could secure this
interview,
appearance by because they are all over the place right now. They are, they are a hot commodity when for 16 years they languished in this prison in these conditions, and at some particular time, African Americans have to wake up. Voting. It's not an option. It's a must. It's a responsibility.
Absolutely.
You see it all over the nation. You see social programs being slashed and cut.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And who are they who's it falling on? It's falling on us. But yet we are the ones who don't get out and vote. A city like Detroit, their last election, their turnout was 12%.
Right.
Down in Tennessee, their last election, their turnout was 11%. It goes on and on and on and on as our people simply don't get it. They don't get it. And that is one of our biggest problems. We need to have an awakening. Go ahead.
No, what I was going to say, Brother Alpha, is, the media, the corporate media is not going to do it. And this media is the only media that I know of, is the only media that I know of that's even allowing this information to be brought to the public. And so I'm only optimistic. I'm pretty optimistic about 2011 because of the fact that, for one reason that I'm optimistic is because I met a person like yourself. And I've had a chance to, just not really verbally, but I've communicated with Miss Janice Graham through. She dropped me a note one time, and I responded back. Sister Indy Declare, all the individuals in Sister Indy Declare's room, and yours, and Sister Navazor, and I'm optimistic, and it starts from somewhere, and wherever it starts from, let's not be discouraged in the least bit. Let's just keep going forward. Like the old guys that down in the South used to say, don't worry about the mule going blind, just hold the line. That's what I believe. And I just believe that. And I'm just very appreciative that you provided that information. And that's going to be when is Saturday?
That's going to be this Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern time.
What time do you have now? It's 8:13 for me. Is that 9:13 for you?
No, it's 8:13 for me. You're calling out of where?
I'm in Texas.
You're in Texas. I'm in Chicago.
Oh yeah. Okay. You're in Illinois. Okay.
Right.
It'll be the
same time zone. Our Common Ground will be broadcasting, I believe, out of Boston.
Okay. So it'll be for them. It'll be nine. You said 10. For us, it'll be 9. Up
right.
And am I right?
Right.
Because
right.
I always used to get Sister India Declare's time messed up.
Well, she's got her time. She's in Houston.
Right. She's in Central Standard Time, but she always says Eastern Standard Time, and I was like putting it backwards 1 hour, and finally I got caught on, and if you say 10. P.M. Eastern Standard Time, which there are a lot of listeners out there who are in the Eastern Standard Time Zone, but there are some listeners who are in the Central Standard Time Zone, and that'll be 9 p.m. for them. And that's give me your let me go back and read it. But go ahead and tell me what your how to get you on look here, Sabu Sabura Amatu Rama. Welcome. Thank you for joining us in the room. Hey, I'm sorry. Oh, you reading in the room, Alpha Sabra Amatu Rahman.
Yes,
I think that our race needs a lot of encouragement when it comes to voting. I think that voting time needs door-to-door workers every time. God willing, amen, brother, to you, sister. I believe it's a hope. I'm not either way. Amen to you, and I appreciate you joining us right here. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. But, Brother Alpha, give me your how to catch up with you, how to find you.
Well, I'm also on Blog Talk on Saturdays.
Do your whole thing, man.
I'm on Saturdays, and because of the way Blog Talk is set up, I do 1 hour at 3 o'clock Eastern time.
Right.
Blog Talk Radio, and
right.
I'm searching around to find it and post it. Blog Talk Radio. Here we go. The Alpha Show is the name of it, and I do an hour from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock Eastern Time. Then I do another hour at TruthWorks Network. It's called the Mo Alpha Show, and I do an hour there also, and that'll only be for the next 2 or 3 weeks, I believe it is, because you know, Blog
right.
Talk is cutting out the, or I won't say cut out. They are cutting down the free host time. February 1st, any and all free hosts will have to will only get 30 minutes with three downloads once a week, once a day, I think it is.
You know, I tell you, brother, anyway, you know, I do. I got the deal, the other deal. You know what I'm saying? And that's one of the reasons that I got it. And is because social networking site is doing that, and understandably so, because I'm not saying that it's a good thing for individuals who need that voice to be heard out, but what I'm saying is that people are turning away from corporate media, looking for alternative media resources or opinions. You know, we take the stories that are out there and offer our opinions and provide the audience an opportunity to provide their input. And, our voices don't get heard. I mean, you know, I can sit up here and argue with the TV when I see these guys on, or I can argue with the radio when I'm in my vehicle, but I don't have a chance because I called through to some of these talk shows. They wouldn't let me on the show. I mean, well, they let me on once, and that was it.
You want the desired voice, and that's the way they have arranged it. That's the way this has come to full fruition. When
right.
Dissenting voices have been silenced because the corporations, the conservative corporations, and when you hear them speak about liberal media, that's a fallacy. There's no liberal media. How is there a liberal media when the five corporations own 95% of the audio, the video, and the print media? That's crazy.
You know, there was a guy I was listening to Ed Schultz today, and we get him an hour later out here in Texas. He had this guy on, let me think of his name, Palantonio.
Mike Palantonio.
You know what I'm talking about?
He's from the Ring of Fire. And
right,
they do an internet show on Saturday. And it's unfortunate because the same time that I'm on, that's when they're on. And that's with Robert Kennedy, Mike Palantonio, and
okay.
I forget the other guy's name, but... They are right there. Mike Palantonio is just relentless pit bull when it comes to pushing back and calling out these Republicans and their unbelievable
right
scenario and what they, you know, how they frame a narrative and the lies that they tell.
Right, exactly. You know what? He said, now, he said that I may have this number wrong. I think it's either 52,000 hours or 5,200 hours, something like that, of right-wing Republican talk media to 520 hours of liberal or progressive or Democrat media.
Around the country, there are 450 progressive stations that are aired across the country.
Right.
I mean, not progressives, conservative. There are 450 conservative stations aired throughout the country. There are like 95 progressive stations. So we fall far short. And, you know, people rant and rave talking about how Rush Limbaugh is, you know, and, you know, how big he is. Well,
there's
a reason that this happens. You know, it's a reason that this he continues to do what he does. You know, if you get syndicated, you sell that programming to these networks, these other stations throughout the country. Rush Limbaugh gave his away free. And in replace of that, he took an extra percentage in the advertising revenue.
Right,
so
right.
He expanded himself and expanded his wallet at the same time, you know. And people were happy to get his programming free because he was hot. But look at what you have. Look at what you see. They want to deny that they are responsible for the political environment and the hate and the and the bad government. You didn't hear about bad government or big government or wasteful government until Barack Obama became president. And before then, you didn't hear about it until Bill Clinton became president. This is a philosophy. This is an approach, an ideology. This is over Norquist, starve the beast. That means when you are a Republican and you are in the White House, you run the deficit up as much as you possibly can. Then when a Democrat comes in, you scream about big government. You cry about cutting the deficit, and you cut social programs. You cut in Social Security. My big argument about this tax cut deal that the president made, you know, they're talking about this tax holiday where you don't pay as much into Social Security and that the government will guarantee the difference. They're looking to give the tax breaks to the, you know, to the working people. Do you really believe that that tax will ever be reinstated? It's only supposed to be for 1 year. But just like the tax breaks for the rich, the Republicans will fight it. They will obstruct it for its sunset. This president, I believe he made a mistake when he cut this deal. You know, he said he didn't want the people harmed. He didn't want the economy of this nation harmed because the taxes would have gone up on everyone. Well, all he had to do then was to allow the Bush tax cuts to expire. As president, he has the power to go to the IRS and tell him to hold the current tax level for people making under $250,000 or less. The Republicans were holding the unemployed hostage.
Right, yeah.
So he caved and gave in to them, but he did nothing for the 99ers. So you have to ask yourself, what's going to happen in 13 months? They're going to hold it hostage again, and they're going to cut Social Security, they're going to cut Medicare. All of these people who have voted against their interests will reap. So they will reap what they have sown because their Medicare is going to get cut, their Social Security is going to get cut, social programs will be cut to the bone.
Right.
Look at, you know, they're talking about the mental condition that led to this last Saturday situation. Well, how are they? They're the ones who wanted, you know, the mental funding cut for the mental
Ill, exactly.
And so,
Ronald Reagan, didn't he release a bunch of mental ill patients
of
back
course
out
he
into
did.
The
and they've cut, you know, funding over 50%. And
right.
then when you get a situation like this, everybody wants to hide their hands, like kids who throw rocks and hide their hands.
Well, you know why? Because it's always easy. See, Obama, President Obama, is a target, and he's a very, you know, pretty easy target, because we don't have the same commitment as Democrats, as Republicans have. Republicans can support a candidate that would allow and not say a word about a woman getting her face smashed, which, you remember that, when that guy smashed that lady's face at that Palin rally?
Well,
and
they have the money. They have the wealth. They buy.
Well.
You know, that's why the Tea Party was where they were.
Mm-hmm.
The backing of the Koch brothers.
Mm-hmm.
The Koch brothers founded or funded 70
mm-hmm.
different think tanks, including
mm-hmm.
FreedomWorks, the Heritage
mm-hmm.
Foundation, American Enterprise Institute. All
right.
of these are just three of the
mm-hmm.
big think tanks that they've funded.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of these, and it's over 70 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of these think tanks
mm-hmm.
attack the American people in the middle class in a different way. And this is what you find. This is what you have.
You know
the
what I heard Tom Hartman talk?
Agenda simply don't have the money.
Hold that thought. But you know what I heard? I was listening to Tom Hartman today. You know, he and I got a love-hate relationship with him. Some days I like him, and other days I can't stand him. But today he was talking about there's a word, I'll look it up. I have it written down here somewhere. But anyway, he was talking about that those brothers, their dad was instrumental in bringing up all the situations that caused the potential assassination of President Kennedy.
Well, they are. It was a libertarian agenda. They're libertarians.
Well,
their father was a libertarian. He was one of the funders and founders of the John Birch Society.
That's it.
He's an
anti-black,
anti-immigrant, anti-everything, anti-government scenario. They were libertarians, and that's
right.
what libertarians do. They want
right.
government. You know, get out of, you know, they want to scream freedom and liberty all the
mm-hmm.
while they're bleeding this country. You have a choice. They talk about big business, big government, bad government.
Right.
As
mm-hmm.
opposed to what? The private fraud that institutions like Halliburton, Blackwater, and KBR has brought us.
Right.
They're rewarding their friends with the wealth of this nation. This is the biggest transfer of wealth. And we are witnessing it. And if we don't move on it, I see you got a couple of minutes left, Black. And I'm
I know. I'm cool. It's all good. But here's my point, Brother Alpha. I'm going to do this one time right quick in this 2 minutes that I have left. That's Alpha and www.blogtalkradio.com/truthworks Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Brother Alpha, www.blogtalkradio.com/truthworks. That's Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But and also the what were the sisters? Tell me those sisters' names.
It's the Scott sisters.
Right, the Scott sisters will be on www.blogtalkradio. Let me scroll back up.
It's blogtalkradio.com/OurCommonGround.
OCG, Our Common
Eastern.
10 p.m. Eastern, and that'll be Saturday. So please listen for Brother Alpha on. Got 90 seconds, bro. But what I was going to say is the term that Tom Hartman used today was a thing called stochastic terrorism, S-T-O-C-H-A-S-T-I-C. You can look that up. Did you hear it?
Yeah.
I'm familiar
with the term.
Oh, okay. Hey, but Brother Alpha, you got to call through again. Man, you know you're welcome anytime. And so just feel free to call through anytime you feel like it, if you remember.
Like I've been here for 3 weeks straight.
Oh man, I know it. I've been sick, dude.
I had to go
on vacation. And just the cold. But man, I took some medicine last week and woke up about 8:30. I was out like a light, man. But I'll be back, and I want you to come back. And Sister Sabura, Amatu Rahman, thank you so much for joining us. And 17224 guests, thank you for joining us. Chatologist, thank you so much for joining us. And Brother Alpha, you know you're always welcome. I mean, you're a brother by another mother, man. I'm just so glad to get a chance to visit with you, and I really appreciate you. So you feel free to come through anytime.
Thanks a lot, Black. Have a good one.
Thank you. God bless you and the family. And 10 seconds to go. Let me say thank you for joining us right here on the Black Ice and Friends on Blog Talk Radio. Anytime you want to give us a call, 347-945-7040. Also, you can contact us at blakicz.1@gmail.com. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be looking forward to seeing you again next week, hopefully. And we appreciate you. God bless you and yours.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? I saw us disregard a broken bottle top and one man's soul. They follow each other on the wind and know, cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet does know.
Make a change. It's gonna feel real good. Some more change.